Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Happy Times Podcast. My name is Joey Kidney, your host. There's no one else here, and so we're just going to have a nice little conversation, a little chat. I've been gone for a little bit, so I just want to ask, like, how are you doing? Wherever you're watching this, listening to this, whatever it is, comment down below. How are you feeling? Is there a reason why you click on these podcasts? Does it help your day? Do you listen to it when, you know, you're laying on the bathroom floor? Do you listen to it when you're driving to work? Do you listen to it when you're on a walk? Little stuff like that. It always intrigues me. You know, I always think, okay, do I have enough time in my day to listen to a podcast? Do I have enough time to do what I really want to do? You know, and some people really, really enjoy podcasts, and I find they take a while to listen to this. So that's why I make mine around 20 minutes so that everybody can kind of get them in their day. And as I'm talking to you right now, I'm probably wasting the time. You're like, okay, come on, Joey, get to the tips here. I'm looking for some life advice. And to be honest with you, I when I sit down to film and record these, I don't sit down with a script in front of me. I don't sit down with, oh my God, this is going to blow somebody's mind. I sit down with the intentions of just sitting and talking, and just, it's almost like a conversation, like it's two ways. So I really encourage you to leave a comment, DM me, whatever it is, however you want to talk about this. I want to be here and I want to listen. And today's topic is, oh, actually, before we get into today's topic, I have really, really good news. I have finally finished my poetry book, which I'm super, super excited about. And oh my God, I cannot wait for you guys to have it in your hands or to read it as an ebook. It's, oh my God, it's gonna be amazing. And I finally got the cover done too. We're just finishing up the back, and then we have to do the internal design of like the page-to-page stuff. There's a whole process with it, but I'm really, really excited. It's gonna come out in August. And I'm really happy, and there's just so much stuff happening. If you haven't seen, we dropped a whole bunch of new merch, and we're dropping new merch. I'm wearing some of the new merch right now, but we dropped a whole bunch of stuff. So go to stayyou.ca to check it out, and that's where the new book will be. And we're also putting up the audiobook to my book, What's the Rush, in a few weeks. So be looking out for that. I think it's gonna cost like $20 because it took a very long time to read it, and it's, yeah. A lot of hard work went into that, and or you can get it for $30, and then you get a physical copy and the audiobook, all of that jazz. So I'm really excited about that. So diving into today's topic, I have been really inspired by TikTok lately. Not in the sense like, oh my God, I saw this TikTok hack and I wanted to try it, but in the sense that I saw these videos and I noticed that some people really need some help. And not in this, again, not in the sense that I have every answer and I know what to say, but in the sense that people just need some clarification that it's okay to make mistakes. It's okay to live your life in certain ways. It's okay to, you know, miss out on some things. And especially with everyone becoming this like influencer and TikTok's at everyone's disposal and Instagram and everything, and anyone can edit now. It's just, it's insane to know what's real and what's not. And it's insane. I know it's really awkward, but that's water running. Again, I'm in the basement. It's not the perfect ideal spot, but we got some pipes above us, so I apologize for the running water. We're just going to wait until that's done, that awkward noise. It's really weird. This happens all the time. I'll be living alone in a few months. What was I saying? Listen, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a therapist. I'm not a psychologist. I'm not licensed. I'm not here to tell you what you're doing right and what you're doing wrong. I'm here to tell you that you're human and to remind you that we make mistakes and that sometimes we don't always know the right answer. And sometimes we feel like we don't know where we're going. And TikTok really just has been giving me a lot of ideas. And lately I stumbled upon this life coach guy, and his name is Coach Jeremy 305, and he looks like a fine dude. I'm not here to judge anybody, but all of his advice videos are him laying in bed with no shirt on and smiling with wide eyes. And so, hold on, is he laying on the ground? There's so much going on in this video, but it definitely gives me some vibes that I'm not very excited about. I'm trying to be nice here. Anyways, he's sharing like a good thought. You know, his thought, he says, if you smile when you're alone, and go to bed without waiting for anyone's message, and you look good just for yourself, then you are winning at life. And, you know, the way I've been doing my TikToks lately is I wait for like this certain TikTok to come across my feed, and it really, you know, hits me in a certain way, right? And this hit me in a way that just disturbed a lot of my just being. It disturbed everything that I was and everything that I'm working towards. And I was like, okay, I sit there and I think, why? I think his message is good. It's there. But why am I disturbed by somebody saying, then you are winning at life? And the reason why is because have we not realized that there's no winning in life? There's like, life is not a game. Has no one realized this yet? Is it just me? Is it just me that doesn't understand why people are still living life as this game? Listen, when I think of a game, I think of like a video game. When I think of a game, I think of like a hockey game, a football game, whatever it is, right? And within all of those games, what do they have? They have three strikes you're out. They have three lives until you're dead, you know? They have a respawn. In real life sports, you go to the penalty box and you come back out, you know? Or in soccer, you get a few cards and then you get red card and you're eliminated from the game. But guess what? You're back in the next game. What does life not have? A respawn button. Life doesn't have a reset. Life doesn't have this thing. It's like, no, I want to try again later. Blah, blah, blah. It's not like that. Life is not like that, guys. Life is serious. I have this poster in my bathroom. Not to describe to you what my bathroom is like, but I have this poster like right beside my toilet so people can read it. And I forget exactly what it says, but it's like, life is a limited time offer. You get one only, and it's limited to one per person. And it's like a risky thing. And it describes it like as this thing that's, you know, it's something you can purchase. And you only get one of, and there's no redeeming it. There's no returns, you know. Once it's up, it's up. And we can sit here and, you know, I know there's a lot of people who are there with a lot of beliefs. And, you know, you think, okay, well, after this life, I'll just get another one. Hey, listen, if you want to live your life like that, that's great. All power to you. I'm not doing that. I'm taking this life as what it is. And I'm being very grateful for it. Like, I understand what his TikTok is saying. He's saying, like, you don't need anyone to win at life. You're doing you. And that's awesome. And I love it. I get it. But it's just made it sound to be as if you're anything else, then you're losing. When we compare ourselves to winning at life, it means that we have competition. We have something that we're beating. What happens if you lose? You know, there's no restart button. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just trying to make you feel comfortable with where you are now. Make you understand that the life that you're living right now is okay. And it's fine. It's great. You don't need to be super, super successful right now. You can take your time and move on. You can go at your own pace. And the reason why is because there's no one else you're competing against. Yes, you may be hustling to get a promotion at a job. Yes, you may be working hard to get that grade in school. But you're doing this for you. Do you ever forget that? You're not trying to work hard to get a promotion to beat somebody else. You're trying so hard to get a promotion so that you can get that promotion. And if you're doing it to beat somebody else, you're doing it for the wrong reasons. You probably don't even want it. I know this sounds so simple. And what do we say on this podcast? What do we say in the Joey Kidney life? Everything is easier said than done. No shit. Listen, we all know this. Stop saying that. Life is not a game to play. Life is something to live. Like, understand that. Understand that, please. Now I want to take a little break and talk about the sponsor for this podcast. And you know, I'm very thankful. So today's sponsor is Care Of, and which is a wellness brand that makes it easy to maintain your health goals with a customized vitamin plan. All of Care Of's products are formulated with a good for you clean ingredient, and they're all backed by science. Now they have a 5-minute in-depth quiz that allows you to ask questions about your diet, your lifestyle, health concerns, and help address your specific wellness goals. Now I took the quiz, and wow, it's honestly so easy, and it teaches you a lot about like what you're trying to accomplish with your life and self-care and everything like that. And it comes in this cute little box and with your name on it, and it comes with these compostable packets, so when you're done using it, you can just store it in the compost, which is awesome. And these are just like kind of just small impactful ways to become more sustainable every day. Switching from the bulky bottles to Care Of's compostable vitamin packets is a simple way to practice a more eco-friendly mindset at home or on the go. And listen, spring cleaning does not always have to end with our physical spaces. With no unnecessary fillers or artificial flavors in Care Of's products, you can feel good about what you're putting in your body. And I'm not just going to tell you all of this without giving you a discount code. So for 50% off your first Care Of order, you can go to takecareof.com and enter the code HAPPYTIMES50. I'll say it again. 50% off your first Care Of order, go to takecareof.com and enter the code HAPPYTIMES50. I really hope you guys go check it out. And yeah, I honestly love it. They always send me like, okay, here's the branding for this podcast or whatever. And they told me to say that, you know, spring cleaning isn't always about our physical spaces. And it's so, so true. Sometimes it's about our mental spaces. Sometimes it's about what's going inside our body, you know, and this is a great way to take care of yourself. Takecareof.com. Okay, we get it. Thank you very much for sponsoring the podcast, guys. But going back to it, like, for example, taking vitamins, you know, let's talk about it. It's not, if you want to think about it like a game, taking vitamins is like a level up, okay? All right? But it's not to beat anybody else. It's not to go to your friends and be like, oh, I'm taking my vitamin B. You're not. I'm better than you. It's not that. Listen, this is for yourself. Taking your vitamins or doing little things to take care for self-care is simply for you. This is I'm doing better than me. But it's not a game, guys. Life is something to live, and it's something to be grateful for, and it's not something to dwell on if you don't succeed. Like, these little takebacks are here to teach us a lot about our life. They're here to teach us who we are and in order to become better. But if we fail this little mission, we don't get a redo. We don't get a let's restart this level and play again. Right? You know, it really hits home with me. Because I remember this specific moment, and I won't go into details, but there's this specific moment in my life, and I felt like there was no way out of it. I felt like I just wanted to call it quits. My family was very, very upset with me. The world was upset with me, and I was just in a really, really bad spot, and I didn't know what to do. And in my mind, I thought to myself, this could be it. You know, I'm done. This is it. Before making that decision, I remembered that I'm given this life. And I'm not going to say this in a spiritual, religious, whatever way. I thought to myself that this is the life that I have. And I can sit here and dwell on the fact that I messed up, and you know, maybe I'm just gonna get a redo in the next life. This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. I need to get something off my chest. I recently turned 28 and I'm freaking out. Owning a home, taxes, and being a real adult comes with a lot of stressors that I wasn't really prepared for. And the best way to get something off of my chest is to talk to someone, which is where therapy comes into my life. talking with someone that has the knowledge and information to help me look at my issues from a different perspective has helped me slow down my life a little bit and help calm me down. If this is something that you can relate to, then I recommend you give BetterHelp a try. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. You can visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/happytimes. And now, back to the episode. But what if this is the next life that I'm living? What if this is the life that I've been dreaming of? This is it. So it's time to buckle down and do better. And it's not for anyone else but me. This is for me. Taking care of yourself is for you. It's not for anybody else. It's not to better anyone else's life. It's not to make you better than anyone else. It's to better your life. So, yes, set goals for yourself. Listen, I'm not telling you to not want to be better. Right? I'm not telling you to not want to level up. Listen, set goals for yourself. Set plans for yourself. But don't set a game over plan. It does not work like that. Don't work yourself into the ground to the point where you can't take anymore. Take your time. Slow down. There's no rush. Listen, all of my friends that have rushed and worked so hard and taken kind of the easy route to fame and money are all not doing so hot in life. Up here in the mental state. And I'm not saying this to rat them out. I'm not saying anything, but every single one of them that I thought, oh my God, they're successful. They must be happy. They have fame. They must be it. Every single time I talk to them, it's like I'm talking to a zombie. It's like I'm talking to somebody who can't hold a conversation for more than 10 seconds if it doesn't have anything to do with them. Don't be that person. Live your life for the experience that you have in life. Live the life for the people that you have in life. Live your life for you. And I know that it's so simple, but at the same time, this might not connect with you at all. But if we're sitting here, like, let me put it this way. We consume so much content to the point where we feel like we need to consume more. You know, we see a TikTok and we're like, okay, that was great. Now let's watch another. And then we're on the hunt for something better and better and better and better, as if it's going to make our lives better. But that's just not the way it works. Set time frame for yourself. Set goals for yourself. Set these things to improve your life. Not just for becoming stronger and bigger and mentally stable, but just so that you can enjoy life maybe a little bit more. I used to wait until the last minute to do, say, for example, brand deals, right? I used to wait until the last damn minute, just like anybody with school projects. Like, they would wait so, so long. And hey, I always thought I worked better like that, okay? I always thought I worked better under pressure. But that's just not the case. You know what that would do? That would ruin me for the next few days. And for anybody who works out, it's almost like when you do a rep to failure. If you're doing a rep to failure every single time, you're lifting the weights until you can't no more every single time, you're going to fail every single time. Sooner and sooner and sooner. It's not going to make you stronger. It's going to hurt you. So prepare yourself. Plan for yourself. Work with yourself. Take it easy on yourself. I've been working a lot recently because I'm doing 75 hard, where I do 2 45-minute workouts every single day, blah, 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 blah. I'm not trying to make this about that. But, you know, I read this one thing, and it's like, listen, you don't have to do 12 reps in every set. You don't have to lift this much weight. You can do what you want to do. Allow yourself to push. Allow yourself to feel. Allow yourself to become stronger. Don't take the easy way out. But you also don't have to push yourself to the point where you can injure yourself. And it reminded me a lot of stuff in life. reminding me of stuff like working with brands or school projects. Take the easy way out. Don't take the easy way out, but still take your way out, if that makes sense. A little tip for anybody who's in college or high school. A lot of people ask me how I did it. When I was in college, I had 9 courses, which was like 50 something hours a week of class. I had 2 jobs. I worked at a golf course, and then I also worked at a grocery store. And then I also had a YouTube channel, which was like still full time. And then I was also traveling on tour throughout college, all of college. I was doing this. And people ask me, like, how am I succeeding? How am I still passing classes? And the way that I kind of figured out how I worked was, if I sat down and I had a project in front of me and I had to do something, and I would sit down and I would try to make it perfect as possible, right? I would put all my energy and effort into this and hustle so fucking hard to the point where I couldn't do anything else. I wouldn't want to do it. I would maybe do that for one project, one thing, and then I would give up on the next one. So what I do now, and listen, don't let your parents hear this, okay? I just make it so it's good enough. I do my project so it's good enough. I don't put all of my energy into it. I have 9 courses. Every single one, I'm going to put a little bit of effort into it. I'm going to make sure I get it done and it's good enough. Listen, I'm not hustling to get the best grade in the class. I'm not hustling to be the best person in this class. I'm hustling to live a good life. And I'm sorry, but I'm not spending it here so I can impress a teacher that doesn't understand how creative I am, you know? So I sit down, I do what they ask, I make it good enough, and if I want to come back later and I have the time, I have the energy in me, I try to perfect it. I think this is only going to work for like well-minded people, but it worked for me. And that's what got me through so much. So to round it all up, sum it all up, life isn't about winning. Life isn't about beating somebody else. Life isn't about the competition that you have to face. Life is about living and to be grateful for it. It's not something to dwell on. You don't get a second chance. You don't get a restart button. You don't get a respawn. You don't get 3 lives. You get 1. It's limited. So, take care of yourself. Thank you guys very much for listening. If you listened all the way, just DM me on Instagram saying life isn't about winning. That's it. I just want to know you're here. Anyways, thank you guys very much for listening. Stay you, stay beautiful, and I'll talk to you guys next time.